Snowflakes fall as a title appears. The Little Match Girl. They tumble softly toward a city of steepled buildings blanketed in snow. People skate on a frozen river running through the city. From a bridge, a girl in a hooded cloak watches a family skate beneath it, holding their child's hand. A passing horse bumps her, knocking matches from a box around her neck to the snow. She picks them up quickly, her toes exposed through her socks. Now she holds up a match as pedestrians pass her, bundled up in coats and hats. A woman turns her nose up at her and keeps walking. The match girl runs up to a mustached man and offers him a match, but he ignores her and walks on. She deflates. She climbs on top of a barrel next to a light post and hangs on it by one arm as she offers matches in another. Nearby, children and their parents exit a toy shop, a girl child hugging a doll and a boy carrying two boxes. The match girl watches them load into an open horse-drawn sleigh. Their father sits, takes the reins, and the sleigh heads down the street. A police officer picks up the match girl by the armpits and takes her off the barrel. As he sets her on the ground, she offers him a match, but he puts up his hand and leaves. At the same time, a long stick with a flame on it lights the wick in the streetlight. The match girl shuffles slowly through the snow-covered street. At night, she wanders alone, the neighborhood mostly empty. Now she curls up in an alley on a snowdrift. The wind blows her cloak and dress. She pulls the end of her dress over her crossed legs and blows on her hands, creating steam. She takes one of the few matches from her box and lifts it to the building wall. She returns it to the box guiltily and hugs herself as another gust of wind blows. She grabs a match and lights it on a building wall, shielding the small flame with her hand. She smiles and wiggles her fingers in front of it. The flame reflects in her eyes. As it burns, it waves over a forgotten stove half buried in snow, which transforms into a glowing wood-burning stove inside. The match girl warms her feet against it. She warms her hands with her eyes closed, then opens them to find herself outside against the building, the match burnt out. She hugs herself. She looks down at the matchbox, her eyes widening, and lights a second match on the wall. She holds the orange flame out in front of her, and behind it appears a table covered with food, including a ham, a roasted turkey, a pie, and a cake. She licks her lips excitedly. She breaks off a turkey leg, and it turns into a burnt-out match in her hand. She sighs defeatedly and touches her stomach. Snow plops onto her head and into the matchbox. She shakes snow off the remaining matches, then holding one, resolutely lights it against the building wall. A horse-drawn sleigh heads toward her in its glowing light, and the wind wisps her off the ground into it. A fur blanket covers her, and the horses take the sleigh out of the alley. They gallop over snowy hills toward a pitched roof house surrounded by leafless trees, at the foot of a round mountain. The sleigh arrives at the house. The match girl wanders onto the front porch, then wipes frost from a window next to the door and peers inside. She knocks on the painted front door, and a smiling woman with white hair opens it. The match girl hugs her, but she disappears. Back in the snowy alley, the match girl lights the three remaining matches and holds them out in front of her. Inside, the old woman opens her arms and the match girl jumps into them. The woman picks her up and the girl wipes her eyes, then hugs her tightly. Light shines on the match girl's face. Doors open to reveal a Christmas tree decorated with candles and ornaments with presents underneath. The match girl runs over to it. The woman lifts her and she lights a match with one of the candles, then holds it to the three others that are unlit. As the match burns out, the woman embraces her. A gold star shines at the top of the tree. In the dark sky, snowflakes tumble down to the city. Below the snow-capped buildings, the match girl sits hunched over on the ground, unmoving. Snow dusts her, and the burned matches lie around her, some in her hand. The old woman walks up to her. She strokes, then lifts her face, and the match girl's eyes open. She smiles brightly and holds out her arms as the woman picks her up. A warm light glows behind them, and the woman carries her toward it until they disappear, leaving the match girl's body behind. Above her and the towering buildings, snowflakes dance calmly in the sky. A shooting star passes between clouds. Fade to black. Audio description by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Darren Revitz.